As we're settling, having a sense of integrity or a sense of showing up with our whole life, our whole being, we're showing up with the rational mind, we're showing up with the emotional heart. We're showing up with this energy to do, the capacity to make effort. And we're connecting with this wholesome desire for release. This wholesome desire for real happiness. And it's appropriate to both be inspired by this possibility, to feel some devotion to the possibility of the heart being free, being released, unburdened, grateful. So take a couple minutes, use your thoughts, reflecting on this wholesome desire for release. The heart that is not burdened by things in the world. A heart that doesn't have a problem with the limitations of our life. In any way that makes sense to the mind now, reflecting on what is a meaningful refuge, aspiration, some sense of safety or sense of release that's possible. Understanding that everything unfolds lawfully. If there is actually a refuge, if there is actually this full release of the heart and mind, then this release is a natural event that will arise according to a natural, lawful unfolding. Ajahn Chah said, do everything with a mind that lets go. Do not expect any praise or reward. If you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of peace. If you let go completely, you will know complete peace and freedom. Your struggles with the world will have come to an end. Even if it's just on the level of information, having a sense of this lawful process leading to a true refuge or release of the heart. And if there is a heart that can let go, a mind that can let go, then it's here already. So as we're sitting and being aware of the experience of sitting, being interested in the heart or the mind that lets go, that doesn't cling. Keeping an open mind, perhaps the heart, the mind that doesn't cling, that's essentially free, is already here. That the practice is more about recognizing, trusting, than about creating something. So in a sense, meditation practice becomes as simple as in some moments recognizing the mind that grasps and reacts and struggles, gets identified, and in other moments recognizing the mind or heart that lets go, that's essentially free already. Not affected by what comes and goes. And as often as is useful, call on the faith or the intuition that there is in fact a profound refuge, and it's already here, awaiting the realization of it, the awakening to it. And of course, you see how this activates a real interest, an inward turning of the mind and heart. Key is not to turn the mind that grasps into a solid sense of self. I'm grasping, I'm struggling with my experience, with the pain in my knee, and that's bad. So when you recognize that there is this mind that's struggling or grasping or identified, then just let it be that. And then remember the question, is there a mind that lets go, that lets things be? Is there a mind that is free of everything that's coming and going? Unburdened by what's coming and going? And just be interested, just to look and see, to listen. And of course, the interesting thing is that the heart that doesn't cling can be discovered in any moment. It doesn't need the perfect moment for it to be revealed. So right in the middle of a moment of struggling with painful knees or a difficult mind state, one can discover the mind, the heart that doesn't cling. Isn't trying to fix, doesn't need things to be other than they are. very nature of the mind is all-inclusive. No matter what arises internally or externally, noticing the heart, the mind that just allows whatever is arising to arise. Just as a beautiful mirror effortlessly allows whatever happens in front of it to be reflected, this is also the quality of the mind. Beyond any need for judgment or control or any evaluation whatsoever, neither good nor bad, everything is allowed to move, to come and go. Even resistance is allowed to come and go. Emotional storms are allowed to come and go. But no matter what comes and goes, the space of the heart, the space of the mind remains unaffected. Pure and empty, light, unobstructed. With a simple curiosity, notice, are there any boundaries to the mind? Where does the mind end? Where does the heart end? Where can't it go? The mind, the heart includes all things. Notice how the mind is completely free of efforting. The mind isn't trying to be vast. The mind isn't trying to be aware. It is in its nature. Completely free of this efforting. It's really nature itself. we can practice resting, trusting the mind, the heart, and we express our love and devotion by not forgetting. No need to tell ourselves anything, try to explain it. Simply remember it, recognize it.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.